Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, I want to get right into this here. Different seating price options, AMC theaters. The first is standard sightline. Those are the seats that are the most common in auditoriums available for the traditional cost of a ticket. What is a movie ticket these days?
So it's traditional cost.
Yeah. No, that's just for the first, okay? Then there's value sightline. Value sightline, the seats in the front row, as well as the select ADA seats in each auditorium. Lower price, but you have to be, here's what it says, value sightline pricing is only available to AMC Stubs members, including the free tier membership. So in order to get really crappy seats, you have to be a member of a club. Just remember that. The third option is preferred sightline. This is what I would go for because I like to sit in the middle or on an aisle in the middle. Those are the seats in the middle of the auditorium. They're priced at a premium to standard sightline seats. AMC Stubs A-list members will be able to reserve seats in the preferred sightline section at no additional cost. So if you are an A-list member, you can do that as well. Now, my position, we're going to test this out with our two movie guys here. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films. Dan Buff is back with us for a little bit this afternoon as well. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
Yeah,
good afternoon.
Very good. You know, the weather's held off, so just another cool Tuesday happening. Mr. Reardon, how you doing?
I'm doing good, but I'm going to get into this here. Paul, let me start with you. My knee jerk yesterday, and I'm going to stick with it, is, and I've been, you know, guys, I've been a big fan of people seeing movies in movie theaters, but this certainly gives me another reason, and I think a lot of people another reason, to stay on the couch and watch the movie in my basement.
I think it makes a whole lot more sense if they want to do anything, if they raise their price on everybody by a dollar or two to make up their cost, rather than tier prices out and make people not understand what they're going to see. They did this a couple years back with preferred movies and non-preferred movies, and the first week, and even this last year they did it with the Batman. Why not just one price and then you have your discount price? You don't even know when your discount prices are anymore because they vary from place to place.
Yeah, so to your point, and Dan, Paul's right. So they charge, AMC charged buck or two more for the opening weekend of the Batman compared to other movies playing at the same time. So it was like when the Cubs come to town and you're at Busch Stadium, you're paying, you know, that's truly dynamic pricing, right? You're going to pay more because it's a hotter movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's, for me, I don't have a problem with movie theaters trying to raise prices because they need that, because, you know, during the pandemic, the government didn't help them out at all. The one thing that just did not get any help with movie theaters, and they're really kind of starting to crumble. People don't really know that. Before the pandemic, they were starting to hurt, but this is kind of complicated. I mean, I read about it. I wish they would just raise the prices. I have no problem with everything in the world is getting more expensive. So movie theaters can do that too, but it seems like it's a very complicated thing, and you got to be a member of a club. For a guy who doesn't mind where he sits in a movie theater, I'll sit at the very top. I'll sit like in the first row of the top section. I don't really mind the fact that they're charging for that, but the system they're using is kind of a little wacky. So like my knee jerk was, oh, I don't mind this. But then when I read about it and all the different details, this is going to be so complicated. It's just people are probably not going to go back to the theater.
Okay, but Buffa, you're not going to sit in those first three, four rows that are down below in a movie theater. Yeah, you'll sit up high, but you're not going to sit in the value seating, are you?
No, not really. I mean, unless that's all there is. I mean, for me, I'll sit wherever there's a seat, and I don't want to sit down front because then you're just, your eyes hurt by the end of the movie, especially if the movie's bad. It's just a double dose and suck.
Paul, do you care where you sit for a movie? Is that so? Because for me, it's important, but that's just the way I'm built.
I don't have a big care where I'm going to be in the theater. I like the first row of that upper level where I can put my feet up more than anything. In some of the AMC theaters I've been in, quite frankly, Mark, I just pay to not sit in a broken seat in some of them.
Well, that's actually a good point, right? The bigger issue here is, and this is why, if you're giving people, and this is the issue at hand for me. You're giving people more reasons to say, you know what, you've lost me. I can easily rent this movie. It's going to be streaming in a matter of weeks anyway. I'm going to watch it in my basement. I have a big TV. I don't have to worry about people talking in front of me or behind me or someone looking at their cell phone. And I think the movie experience, the magic of the movie experience is going away bit by bit.
We need to keep this around, because the one thing about going to the movies, all the distractions are gone. This is, as a person who,
I agree.
I have way too many pets. So I have 5 pets and I have a kid. So anytime I try to watch a movie at home, I have to like quarantine myself in the basement, shut the doors. So I want the movies to survive. And I don't want them to go the way of the newspaper. And then I feel like they're not heading there just yet. So I'm for some kind of system where, okay, let's increase the prices. Let's keep movie theaters around. But I think this is kind of, again, it's complicated. I don't think people need complicated when they're trying to make their way back to the movie. So,
yeah, Paul, his point about distractions is certainly valid, because it's frustrating. It's very difficult if you're at home, even if you try to stay away from the phone, not get up or check a message or something like that, especially if the movie's not engaging in the movie theater. You kind of have to be absorbed by the product that's in front of you. So I'm a fan. I'm still a fan. I would recommend people seeing movies in theaters. But my point is, this is giving you another reason to not do that.
And that is true. You want to sit down in a theater, a darkened room with friends, have a good communal experience. Unfortunately, there's so many places where we don't have ushers taking the people out that belong being out, that are sitting and talking behind you. It doesn't matter who you are. I had an older couple sit behind me at one movie and go, hey, John, did you see that was a gold stick there? I saw it too. I'm up here in front of you. If we could get rid of some of those distractions in the theater, I'd pay $2 or $3 a ticket more than any these other things. But I don't think that's going to go away. And that to me ruins that theatrical experience. It's got to be a communal experience where we're all enjoying, where we're all respecting one another, whether that's getting your phone. You know, if that phone is going to ring in the theater as much as it is at home, why are you paying more than
that? Get it out of there. Hey, did you guys, I played this before you joined me this afternoon because I wanted to make some points about it, but I would recommend it for both of you. Did you see the bit that they did on SNL? Were you listening a few minutes ago, Dan or Paul, on the Hollywood movie quiz with Pedro Pascal? Dan, did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Watch it.
But I heard Pedro did a good job of hosting.
He did a good job, but Paul, did you see the bit that I'm referring to or not?
I have not
either. Okay, both of you, I'm going to send it to both of you. All right, I'm going to text you a bit. It's separate but related, but it makes the point about how we all used to know the nominees, the films, the names of the films, and now you don't even know what the number one streaming show on Netflix is the point of the game show. I think you'll like it, so I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think really what people have to do, they have to make movie theaters the way that they used to be. We don't need 100 trailers. We don't need all the service in the theater. I want great sound. I want the movie I'm watching. I feel like a movie theater, some company has to revisit what people loved about the movies first, because everything they're doing, it's like baseball making
changes. Or just make better movies like Top Gun. But I have to go to audio cut of the day. Paul Hall, I will talk to you on Friday. Dan Buffett, great to hook up with you this afternoon as well.
Stand by. Playback ready. Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, well, I got to sneak something in here. I had this one from yesterday, and I think the Libs of TikTok is so brilliant at exposing some of these things that people say that are nutty and kooky, and here you go. Here's another one.
People use this talking point for cops, too, you know? There are good cops. There are nice cops. But, like, every other day you wake up and, like, there's one that shot somebody in the back or, like, killed somebody at a routine traffic stop or killed a child, and it's like, maybe we don't need to trust cops entirely, or in my case, at all, because fucking ACAB, period. Or, you know, not all men, you know what I mean? Like, not all men are bad. And it's like, yeah, but like the majority of them commit violent crimes or sex crimes. So
the majority of men commit violent crimes and say, yeah, this is what her take is.
It's like maybe a case by case basis. You feel me? And here we are, white people, right?
There
not all white people are racist. Like, some of us have good characteristics. Like, yeah, but the majority of y'all like to vote for Trump and Republicans. So it's like, maybe we need to be a little bit hesitant about the white people that we allow into our space. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're right, baby girl. I don't know you, but here's what I have learned about you. You're a hit dog, and ow, 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 you howled. You hollered. So, I don't know. reflect.
Social media is such a positive experience. Jeez. And there's your audio cut of the day. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 3 o'clock sharp.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.